The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "A rich man had a steward who was reported to him for squandering his property. He summoned him and said, 'What is this I hear about you? Prepare a full account of your stewardship, because you can no longer be my steward.' The steward said to himself, 'What shall I do now that my master is taking the position of steward away from me? I am not strong enough to dig, and I am ashamed to beg. I know what I shall do so that when I am removed from the stewardship, they may welcome me into their homes.' He called in his master's debtors one by one. To the first he said, 'How much do you owe my master?' He replied, 100 measures of olive oil. He said to him, 'Here is your promissory note. Sit down and quickly write one for 50. Then to another he said, "And you, how much do you owe?" He replied, 100 measures of wheat. He said to them, "Here is your promissory note. Write one for 80. And the master commended that dishonest steward for acting prudently. For the children of this world are more prudent in dealing with their own generation than the children of light. The Gospel of the Lord. God, and so once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. This is one of the most bewildering parables Jesus ever told, the parable of the dishonest steward who squanders his master's property and is about to be fired for it. So what does he do? To secure a future for himself, to ingratiate himself to all of his master's debtors, he goes by and he takes their promissory note and he has them falsify it, essentially stealing from his employer, slashing their bill. And the bewildering thing is that when the employer finds out about it, he praises the steward for acting dishonestly. And you know, you hear the parables of Jesus, and I've always told you every parable has a twist. And we get so used to some parables, you know, the Good Samaritan, prodigal son. We're so used to these parables, sometimes you don't hear the twist. Well, this one is a twist that everybody can recognize, because you're left wondering, oh, wait a minute, is Jesus praising dishonesty and theft? And a lot of people, they've had a hard time with this parable, and there's an interpretation going. I don't know if you heard this interpretation of this parable. People will say, well, you see, the steward really wasn't dishonest. You see, he was actually giving away his own commission, so he wasn't really stealing from his employer. But that's not true. And it misses the whole point of the parable. Two reasons why we know that interpretation isn't true. Number one, nobody makes 50% commission, okay? Or 20% commission for that. The margins are way, way, way too big. And the second and the most obvious reason why that interpretation can't be true is that Jesus himself says that he's dishonest. Okay, so here's a master who, in all ordinary circumstances, would send his steward to prison for what he does, but in this case, praises him for his prudence. And we're left with this question: is there any master out there who would praise a steward for giving away his property? And the answer is, that's exactly what God does to you and me. God is the master. You and I are the stewards. What's a steward? A steward is someone who trades in somebody else's property. And here's one of the first things we need to realize. Your life is not your own. And the proof that nothing in your life is your own is that we surrender everything in death. We're not the owners of our lives. We're not the owners of our money. We're not the owners of our health. We're not the owners of our families. We're not the owners of our friends, our talents, or anything. These are given to us by God. They come from God. They're going back to God. And while we have breath in our bodies, we have a responsible stewardship over what we have been given. It's a complete reverse of thinking with it was my life, my talents, my money. It's not yours. It's God's. And the message here is, what does the real master want you to do with what he's given you on loan for a couple hours? He wants you to give it away to others. Because we too have a stewardship that's about to come to an end. We're going to render an accounting. We're going to answer for what we've done. Here's one master who praises you for giving away his stuff. Exact opposite of what the world tells us. World tells us, keep what you have, use it for yourself, eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die. You don't owe anything to anybody. Be good to yourself. Take it easy. Live well. And Jesus says the exact opposite. And it's something that we need to internalize. Sin is what happens when we act like we are the masters of what God has given us, rather than the stewards. And this is the essence of reform, changing your whole mindset to realize God's life, God's time, God's money, God's talents, God's day, God's mass, God's parish, God's people, God's priest, God's sacrament, all belongs to him. And this one parable that gets us to reverse our thinking and to act as our Lord would have us act. Like St. Paul says, if you've been raised with Christ, set your mind on higher realms. Pertain to what lies above, where Christ is seated in glory. And so, with the time that we have left, may we learn to see as our Lord sees, so that we might do as our Lord would do. Amen.